Well, hello everyone out there. It's 2019, it's Christmas, and it's time for the last Weekly Waffle of 2019.
It's exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
We've got with the boys. So we've got, on my right, exactly, he's in pain. Fussy man, as always, joining us again.
Shaggy Zoinks to Roger.
Saggy, what?
Saggy.
What? Saggy Roger.
Saggy. Yeah, man.
Saggy Roger.
No, Shaggy, not Saggy, what?
Saggy, nah. He's the best.
That's the revamp. They've actually remade Shaggy and his name is Saggy Mr. Rog.
Has he? I like him. Using only 14% of his power.
20% of his moon.
Sweet. Juice. So here we are. We're going to see out 2019 in style before we kick off the 2020s. Any big plans for the 2020s?
No.
Excellent. I'm glad you thought about it. What do you reckon, Shaggy Rogers?
Relocating.
Where to? Under the stairs. Harry Potter.
The Caribbean.
Harry Potter, under the stairs. No. I'm going to relocate from Rome.
Do you know what I watched the other day? What? Playmobil movie. There's like a smarmy McSmarmster sort of like secret agent. And do you know who does the voice?
Who?
Daniel Radcliffe.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, him.
Sweet. Yeah, the pop man.
Did he do a magic spell?
No, he just did the voiceover.
Oh.
Maybe he did the magic spell to get the voiceover. Who knows? Who knows? He's the Potter. Anywho.
Who?
Who's who?
So yeah, what we'll do right at the top, let's just smash out on what the old last time's homework was.
Last time's homework.
What was last time's homework? Well, from the Fosse, we had an original classic horror film from 1982. We had John Carpenter's The Thing.
John Carpenter.
John Carpenter.
The
Marion.
He just lays carpet.
Well, a carpenter doesn't lay carpet.
No.
A carpenter lays carpet.
The first time you said it was like John Carpenter.
Like, John Carpenter.
Didn't he make Frankenstein?
No, but he did make Escape from New York.
No.
He did make Halloween. He did make They Live. He did make The Fog. He did make Big Trouble in Little China and plenty of others.
Wasn't there an episode of The Simpsons called like Big Homer in Little Bar?
I think that's a different episode entirely. Wow.
I don't think that's from public TV.
Did you say Big Homer in Little Bar?
Yes. Mm,
cowabunga. Whoa!
Big little Homer City back at it again with Marge.
Wow. Cool. Anyway, so we watched The Thing.
Yes.
Starring Kurt Russell.
Yes.
Loads of scientists out there in the ice.
Yes.
Come across something a little bit not of this world.
Yes.
Mm. Turns the dogs inside out.
Yes.
Turn them inside out.
Yes.
So what do we reckon to The Thing?
No.
No.
You didn't like it?
I loved that movie.
What do you reckon?
I thought it was good.
It was a good film.
My favourite part was the part with The Thing.
It was my favourite part too. Scene. Well, I remember as that being a said child, about the age of you two innocent waifs, and watching The Thing, and it was scary pants. The bit where the dude's head like grows all the spider legs, and like falls off the table.
Yeah.
Scuttles around the room. Yes. That was like epic. When we were children, that was the one. That was the playground talk of Did You See? So what did you reckon to it? Have special defects move on since then, do you reckon?
Well, I mean, they definitely moved on. But for practical, I think, you know, obviously that was its edge at that point. Especially how, if you really think about it, they're all done actually there and not through the ancient arts of computers, dark magic from that time.
Is that it? CGII. What about towards the end, though? When they've got like the two of them and they're there in the little bunker, all flame outs.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, is one of them the thing? Is it escape? Yes. Did they kill it? Did one of them get away? Is Kurt Russell the thing?
Is he?
Yes, one of them is the thing at the end.
Well, why didn't they not make number two then?
Because.
The thing two.
Is a thing to what? In an interview, they made a sequel that was a prequel and it was terrible.
Well, I will tell before you. Before the thing?
No, after the thing.
Post thing.
They made the thing. And then they made a sequel in 2011 that was a prequel just before that ends with the dog that runs towards the other station in the beginning.
Yeah.
So it's what happened at the station where the alien was first found. The Thing.
I get it. What was that film called?
The Thing.
It was. They made two films called The Thing.
Yeah. Yes.
One after the...
Yes.
That's confusing.
Well, maybe 20 years, 30 years. I don't know how...
Super confusing.
But no, he did confirm. He said the only thing he was going to say, John Carpenter... He said the only thing he was going to say, he wasn't going to reveal who it was, but he did say that one of them at the end was the thing, but he didn't say who it was.
So maybe one of the homeworks we can do is we could watch bad sequels.
Oh,
bad
yes.
sequels or prequels.
Oh, yeah.
Fred, that would be.
Fred 2.
Not
Oh, Fred 2. See, that's funny, because Fred 2 is actually a worse film than the first
Fred
one.
Fred 2 sucks. Fred 3. You're going to have to watch the trilogy.
How many movies have we had, like, good movie, terrible sequel, not bad third one? That's got to be, like, you know, there's some research there to find them.
Fred.
Part two of the homework, then. We went to the cinema. We treated ourselves to expensive food and drinks.
And seats. They were quite...
And seats. Well, the seats were cheap, man.
Are you sure?
Seats aren't bad. £5.
I entered the cinema and they said £5 for seats.
£5's good for a cinema seat.
No, £5 extra.
What? We paid for the tickets and you had to pay for a seat?
Yeah.
You got ripped off.
I did. His name was like Joe from the seat.
Did he look like me in a moustache? Well, I've got a moustache, so...
No, it looked like, you know those joke goggles that looks like makes you have a big nose?
Yes.
Well, he wasn't wearing those because he legit had a massive nose.
So he took the glasses off and the nose stayed
there.
Did
the glasses off and I got a bit disoriented and he stole my money instead of giving me a fair trade.
Well, we were there anyway and we watched Zombieland. Double Tap 2, Double Tap. What do you reckon then?
It was good.
Ruben Fleischer, second movie. Yes. Made the first one. Made Venom.
Venom.
Yeah, it was all right.
You know what I mean? But... I'm not that impressed, to be honest. I thought it was all right, but definitely rode on the tails of the first one. Definitely pushed out the same jokes.
Yes.
But there you go. What did you reckon?
Nostalgia. I think that's what I reckon. I think it's bad to you because of nostalgia of the first film.
Yes.
Very much nostalgia-y.
I just didn't really like the second.
Did you watch the first one?
Did I watch the first
one? And how long ago did you last watch the first one?
He's got a tattoo of the first one.
Is it?
Bro, he can't
On his get tattoo.
That guy from the first one, yeah, I remember. I think his name was like Zombie 77. I was like, oi.
He was the best. I think, to be honest, 78.
No.
Really pimped
it. We don't talk about 78.
What about 32?
Zombie 32?
64.
Isn't he the one in the toilet?
I heard.
Oh, yeah.
I heard Zombie 34 makes the boss's sandwiches and he kisses them before he gives it to him.
Wow, he's sucking up, man. He's not even got many teeth.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Imagine getting a sandwich that's covered in gloop.
All I'm saying is, like, definitely too much CGI. Definitely too much over effect on gun flash, muzzle flash, whatever. I know you had a positivity to be saying about the opening sequence.
Yeah.
The big dance in the field.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. I think the idea of living in the White House was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was all right.
It's like, why wouldn't you? You'd go big if you could, wouldn't you? Security fencing all around. Pretty secure place to live, quite happy.
Yeah, I think I spent too much time in the White House, though.
Do you reckon?
Or at least I think the film spent too much time in the White House.
And you really liked the blonde love interest?
No, I hated her. She's everything wrong in society.
What?
What?
What's wrong?
She
lives
cute.
In a freezer.
You are married, sir.
I'm not allowed to think anyone's cute.
Nah,
you're... Oh, by the way, you're married. Let's turn off everything.
Foss was just like, you are a married... Sir,
you're sound like the police. You're a married sir, like
you
the
18, like 1800s. Mary Poppins.
Look,
yeah, she was a terrible character.
She was all right.
She was a terrible character.
She was all right.
She was a terrible character.
Anyway, but it was all right. I didn't really like the fact they all lived on a big, you know. How did them kids, right, that like whatever that place was called, like the Utopia place, what was it called?
Utopia.
Is that what it was called?
I don't know what it was called.
Was it called like Babylon or Utopia or something?
Yeah,
like
Babylon
this?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, so how did they build all that with like loads of containers and like piled all up? There was no cranes. There wasn't, you know, there was none of that.
Yeah, but how long's that place been there?
No blueprints. There was no nothing.
How long's
just
that...
a big round thing.
How long's that place been
big
there?
Round tower.
How long's that place been there?
Whatever. It wasn't as good as the first one. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, fun fact.
That's all I'm saying.
Fun fact relating to zombies.
Yeah.
Did you know the zombies in Zombieland? Did you know the zombies in Shaun of the Dead were only paid £1 to play the role?
Really?
Because obviously as like filmmakers, they weren't even that really popular at the time. It was like they kind of all like
£1. That's not even real.
Yes.
No, it isn't.
So what's his name? Simon Pegg said it in an interview.
That's a lie. There's no way you wouldn't get anybody to act for £1, would you?
Like he was brought on to interview and show off some scenes of the film and like what happened during the scenes and like during directing.
I don't believe it.
And he said that like literally pretty much all of the zombies in like near the final part of the scene where they fight off in the pub was just like paid £1 just like.
I think that's just like one of them Frosty Pegg jokes.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
I just think it is.
But
I think
still,
the old Frosty Pegg duo, they have a sense of humour. To say that you'd either do it for free you wouldn't know. It's either free or I'm 1,500 quid a day. You wouldn't go, I'll do it for a pound.
Would you be a zombie? I'd be a zombie for a pound.
You'd be a zombie for
£99. You wouldn't be a zombie for a pound.
I'd be a zombie for a penny if I do it for 100 days. That's a pound a day.
Well, that's the making that green. It's not even green anymore. It's just gold. Well, it's not even gold. It's gold and silver.
Circles.
It's not even real gold and silver.
Circles, man.
It's just circles of metal.
It's grass.
Stomped out.
They need to make coins.
You get paid in grass?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Who from?
Snoop.
The nice. Cows.
What do you do for your grass from Snoop?
Dances.
What's your... What's...
No, I don't...
I love it. Oh, dear. No wonder he has to get stoned all day watching you dance. I love it. Anyway, Zombieland, I'm not... Yeah, the first one was better than the second one. That's all I'm saying. Not a bad effort. Bit of a wait around, but, you know, there we go. I think 68 Rotten Tomatoes. I
on the that... tree...
That's the tale. You know, the thing, 84 Rotten Tomatoes. So, not too bad at all. It's up there. What didn't get them sort of scores, though, with a measly 36% on Rotten Tomatoes, starring Lucas Cruikshank, was the terrible bloody film that you made me watch, which was YouTube Sensation. Is that the right word?
Not anymore.
He's good. Basically gone.
Was Fred.
Yeah, man.
Movie of craziness of... child with severe issues pretending that Pixie Lott's in love with him, that John Cena's his invisible dad, that his mum, who kind of dresses in a lot of animal print, is quite often drunk and possibly sleeps around a lot.
She's taking a nap.
Is in and out of the house. So it's a bit of a broken home this kid comes from. And
that's
he
why
just
he leaves.
Imagines his way into a lovely world. And this is entertainment.
No. He just got Kevin again, dog. Wait, no. I almost messed up my line.
Okay,
there.
Just sell me, Fred, as to why it was a good movie.
Fred's the hero and Kevin should die.
Who's Kevin again?
The bully.
No, the bully.
He's also the best character. It's kind of like, you can't have... What's your favourite series?
Fish without chips.
Yeah, you can't have fish without chips.
You can't have salt without vinegar.
Yeah, so if Fred's the fish, Kevin's the mushy peas.
Mushy Kevin.
Yeah, well, no. Mushy Kevin.
Depends how hard we hit him with the truck.
Fred's dad's truck.
Yeah, John Cena's truck.
Well, if Fred's the chips. Wait, no, he's not. Fred's the fish. And
Fred's the fish. Fred's always the fish.
His mum's the chips, I'm not going to lie.
His mum's the chips? She was everybody's chips.
She's the whole meal.
I saw it. She was the chip bag that got passed around.
She's the
everybody
snack.
Had her hands in her chips.
Nah, what's John Cena? The gravy?
No, John Cena's the packaging.
The what?
John Cena's the chip man.
John Cena,
he gives it to you.
He's greaseproof paper.
Yeah, and he's nah, he's the chewing gum that comes with the meal.
It was. Do you know what? I've got to say, it was slightly entertaining.
See,
slightly.
See,
but wow, it's like what has the world come to when that
movie's old, man.
That, but
it's a classic.
It was like a YouTube whingy wind up my voice. People paid him money to do that.
I think he made it.
But it's cost money. He's hired John Cena.
Yeah.
You know, he's hired these people to be in his movie.
If you were really rich, would you just make a movie?
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay, let's play a game then. We've all won the lottery.
Okay.
Really rich.
Yeah.
We can hire anybody.
Yeah.
We can make any movie because they don't care. They're getting paid.
Okay.
What's the movie?
Fred Four.
You're going to go and dig him up now.
No, actually, I just...
Knock on his door. No. Oi, play Fred again.
He still makes YouTube videos, but just not as Fred.
What?
He makes videos as Lucas
now. He speaks normally.
Really?
Yeah.
Plus, what is that last name?
What? Cruikshank?
More like Lucas...
Lucas...
Shawshank.
Cruikshank. Yeah, the Cruikshank Redemption. That would be a film I'd make.
Actually,
anyway, what would you make? What film would you make? Which stars would you get? What would you be doing?
Instead of hiring anyone for any movies, how about... If we won £1 million, I would do the math, but I can't be bothered. So.
£1 million's not a lot. We need a lot more to make a proper movie.
Okay, let's just call it at least 1,000 meal deals from Tesco's. I think that might cover the costs.
What? We just pay them in meal deals?
No, we'll pay ourselves in meal deals and live like kings.
That's it. Choice of free every day.
Ready?
Loving it.
You just wake up in the morning, fruit shoots.
Wow. You've
got a point.
That's good. That's a result right there.
Bro, could you imagine waking up, going into your living room and seeing a fountain that just like has fruit shoot in it?
I'd rather have
the fountain of youth.
It's fruit shoot and fruit shoot for kids, so
I'd rather have a fountain of glow stick fluid.
What movie are you making? You got 50 million in the bank. What are you making?
I want to make a horror film.
Yeah.
Where Vin Diesel is the killer.
Yeah.
The Rock is the smart one. And
okay, Rock, you've really got to think.
No,
about
no, no, sorry, sorry, no.
Okay, Rock.
That's right. No, no, no. You know what I mean.
You've really got to concentrate.
No, let me flip the roles.
The Rock or A Rock?
The Rock. Now, hang on, right.
Either.
So you got Dwayne Johnson. It's the killer.
I must say, you got to love The Rock, man. Sorry, I'm not dissing on the Dwayne. You know what I mean? I know he listens.
He doesn't listen. Does he listen? Is he commented Leon?
Wait, what did you just say?
What?
What did you just say?
I said he might listen.
What, The Rock?
He doesn't listen.
He might.
Did you just say... Wait, what did you say about The Rock?
Dwayne.
No.
Johnson. He might listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Hey, Dwayne Johnson, your role's been changed. You're the cheerleader that dies first.
Yes! I would love to see him as a cheerleader.
No.
He'd be amazing.
Samuel L. Jackson comes in as like the wisdom one that tries to save the kids.
So there's a smart
one. The kids,
one,
you know, the 40-year-old
kids. So basically,
kids.
You're just making a cheesy horror. So
yes, but with like...
So there's the smart one, the cheerleader, and the wisdom one.
Sweet.
Yeah, smart and wisdom. Yeah, combining to make one.
I'm just going to, with all my money, remake Is It the Room?
With Tommy, Tommy Wiseau.
Like the worst film ever.
It wasn't the worst one.
I'm just going to make that again.
It's not the worst one.
Do you know what? I'm just going to make it exactly the same.
Hi, doggy. What, you're just going to buy every copy? You're going to buy the license?
Yeah, I'm just going to rewrite the whole thing. I'm going to put the film on and then just put a camera on and record it all over again and then put that out as my movie.
What you should do is you should download the film after you've got the licensing and everything. Click on, you know...
I don't need the licensing.
Oh, yeah, you have money. But you click on the guy's Tommy, my boy, right?
Tommy Mamoy.
Sorry, I'm just going to do a bit of an accent whenever I talk about Tommy Wiseau. Then you click on enlarge him by 10 megapixels and he'd be fine.
Just his head though?
No, no, not his head. Not his head, no.
his dear. I like it.
Enlarge his legs to look like spaghetti.
Spaghetti legs.
Enlarge his legs to look like spaghetti.
Yeah.
Surely you'd make them thinner. How thin are his legs already if we have to enlarge them? His legs are like hairs. But we're going to make them bigger so they look like spaghetti.
Yes.
Spaghetti letters?
Yeah, because do you remember that scene when he's like, and he walks out and he's like, oh, hi, Mark. The amount of times they had to film that he burned like 50 quid. I mean, 50,000 calories. So,
50 quid calories.
Yeah, 50,000 calories worth in money.
We also, I'm just going to say this. And the other film we watched, which was Joker, was exactly the same as Fred. Because both films included a main character who saw imaginary people, heard voices, laughed hysterically and spoke in a weirdly pitched voice,
and Joker sounds
dissolved good. Into like mental instability. That's both films. Okay. Joker and Fred, same movie.
Here's one vote for Joker over Fred. There was no stare dance scene in Joker. It means Fred, sorry. Okay, make sure to not cut me out saying that.
So what we're going to do then, nice and early on, early doors, Mr. Fours, is we're going to set homework for our next episode, which is clearly going to be early 2020. And I reckon, we've had a think, we're going for TV series, although I think you're getting a buy.
I'm getting a buy.
You're allowed a buy.
Let's let bygones be bygones.
So what we're going to go for is TV series, first episodes, because you can't just pile in. So there's several episodes out there, several TV series. What are we going to watch, Foss?
I'm going to watch The Witcher.
The Witcher being just about to kick off on, or has just kicked off, on the Netflix.
Yes.
Based on a book, which was then... So, there's a weird story, isn't it, with The Witcher? You tell it.
What, how it was a book and then... It was a book from late 90s to early 2000s. I think
like a fantasy book, yeah?
Yeah, it finished around 2015, I think.
So like a book series?
Book series, yeah. Yep. I think it was about 8 books.
Popular?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's got more popular as the games got more popular. But there was games, and then I believe there was a movie in 2004 that was terrible.
Like, was it really?
Yeah, it was terrible.
I did not know that.
It's not very well known, but yeah. No, I've seen clips of it. It's not great.
Well, I'm going to Google that, Schnizzle, while you're carrying on.
Okay. And then not much happened after that until about 2009 when the first Witcher game came out. And then 2013, when the second Witcher game came out. And then 2015, when The Witcher 3 came out, the greatest one of the three, to my knowledge, my opinion, I suppose. And then Netflix, like, today. Oh, there you go. Polish fantasy film.
So The Witcher movie came out in 2001, which was a Polish fantasy film directed by Marek Brodsky, starring Michael Zabrowski as Geralt of Riva. Geralt. It's a fair play. So
hang on a minute.
What?
It's Rivia, not River, or whatever you said.
Geralt of Rivia.
Geralt of Rivia.
Geralt of Rivia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Story based on the stories.
Yes.
It says the story's called The Hexer, not The Witcher.
Well, ooh. Look.
Witches cast Hex.
The Hexer or The Witcher.
In English.
Oh, there we go then. Sweet. So anyway, Netflix have picked up on the popularity of the game.
Yes.
And obviously made a fantasy TV series. So what we're looking at? Two episodes. Five episodes.
How many episodes are there?
Eight episodes.
How many episodes are there?
Eight.
Eight.
Okay. Eight. So is there reviews out so far for first episode?
Yes.
People saying?
It's good.
I love those real sharp, like pointy, snappy reviews.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go like put my glasses on, light a candle, you know, get the pipe and just go, here is the first review. Turns the page in asterisks so you can tell I've done it.
I'm hungry, says my character.
I will feed you later.
Well, what we'll do is we'll check out The Witcher then, and then we'll be able to come back and review said TV series.
Have you heard about Scream?
Nope.
Apparently, Ghostface is going to be played by Tyler Richard Blevins.
But Scream's already a movie.
Is it?
Several times over.
Like the next one. I mean, like...
What, like Scream what? 12?
No, Scream...
What is the next Scream?
It's called, like, Scream Curse of the Books, and it's like... I think it's like Tyler Richard Blevins was going to play the new
Who's Tyler Richard Blevins?
You've never heard of Tyler Richard Blevins?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Dad, it's going to have to be the...
I'm Googling.
No, it's...
Dad, oh, no, let him Google it so you can see him first.
If I was to tell you the story of Tyler Blevins, then it'd take you the whole of five podcasts.
Well, just... Look,
it's like...
We're not doing series per thing, so just real quick.
Yeah,
okay. Crush it down. Really? Tell me. Tyler... Blevings.
I'll search it first.
You just got owned. Okay, loser.
Richard Tyler Blevings, ninja. What does that mean?
You got whole
ninja.
Yeah, but I'm an adult man who has no idea who this person is.
You just got yoked.
Bro, he's an adult man.
Okay, so he's 28.
Yeah.
Is he?
And what, he games, does he?
He plays Fortnite.
Brilliant. So I'm supposed to know that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, look.
Do you know the one game I don't play?
Fortnite.
Thank you.
Doesn't this guy look...
He's a very sad man.
It looks a bit like Tobey Maguire. Maybe we should follow that guy.
That's Shroud.
Who's Shroud?
Oh, it looks like the PC's broken.
Who's Shroud?
Shroud is a gamer who's, my opinion, better. He doesn't speak a lot, you know.
And is that why he's better?
He doesn't, you know, report fans for him thinking that they were banned. But not banned because...
Third time's the charm.
So, what you're saying is, there is no other Scream. Oh. You're just mocking me by the fact of a ninja.
No, like the Scream series.
What series?
On Netflix, if you've not seen it.
Get off.
Search up Scream Netflix series. Or was it Halloween?
Oh, the mask for the Scream TV series is so amazing.
I may have sprinkled white lies about Tyler Blevins, but there is actually a Scream TV series
on
Netflix.
Look, guacamole.
Look at the mask. Scroll through the photos till you get to a mask.
What? Images.
The mask is so bad.
Is that the mask?
The mask.
What is that?
That's the Scream mask.
Do you know who that looks like?
Tyler Richard Blevins?
That looks like the guy who plays Kylo Ren. That's him. That looks like him. That looks like the bloke who plays in the new Star Wars movie. New Star Wars movie, by the way. Apparently not very good.
No.
Apparently.
The smallest wants to go and see it.
No.
I heard...
The smallest.
No!
The smallest in the family wants to go and see it. But apparently not very good.
Apparently, I know someone who fell asleep while watching it.
Fell asleep? Who was that then?
I'm not going to name drop on the stream.
Well, you know.
But it may begin with an I, and I may talk to him frequently. Yeah, apparently he fell asleep while watching it.
Hmm.
You watched that film, You're Drawn in the Dark Side.
But why?
Mace Windu is going to go
the,
and...
What's the reviews has it actually got then versus... Because you're saying it was only as good as which?
It was...
Phantom Menace is
it,
like...
It was 2 points better than Phantom Menace on Rotten Tomatoes.
Phantom Menace, which is the...
Mace Windu. Darth Maul, dual lightsaber one.
What's it called?
The first one?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I like that one.
Skywalker.
How come the first Star Wars...
The Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
57% on the Rotten Tomatoes. My God, that's only 20% better than Fred.
How can Star Wars take off if the first one no one liked it? I liked it.
What, the original Star Wars?
Yeah. Well, the original Star Wars was good. But I mean, man. Like Star Wars 1.
Let's see what the original Star Wars gets. Any guesses?
You know how Star Wars released, right?
No idea.
Any guesses?
Star Wars released.
The first Star Wars was in like, what, the 80s? 77. 70s. And it went 4, 5, 6, and then in like around 2000 it went 1, 2, 3.
What are you on about?
That's not the... Where's the original Star Wars?
If you go to Rotten Tomatoes... And
are you going like Star Wars series. 1 or are you going to Star Wars like the first one?
I'm going to the original Star Wars.
A New Hope.
A New Hope, the original Star Wars, yeah?
Yeah.
93%.
Was Yoda in that one?
Wowzers.
I don't know about that one.
Yoda?
Yeah, Yoda.
I think, was Yoda in the first one?
Yoda may have just got owned.
Yoned.
I think you can look through the series.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for homework.
Okay.
For the next episode.
Just start doing divisions quick time.
Yeah, man. Quick maths.
It's good, like...
What we're going to do is I've heard of a TV series called The Umbrella Academy.
Oh, yes.
I want to watch it.
Yes.
Apparently, it's something to do with...
Umbrella?
A group of women...
Not pregnant.
All of a sudden, one morning, all wake up and have babies. Babies have weird supernatural powers, all collected by strange man, then disbanded, and then later on in life, half a dozen of them get together to try and work out what was going on. And it's a sort of mystery, fantasy, superpowers-y sort of...
So is it like Nativity 2?
It is. Yeah, it's like Rango 2.
Home Alone 2, except this time they'll return.
Did they ever make a Rango 2?
Actually, that's the movie I would make. Rango 2 starring Johnny Depp as everyone.
Nice.
The only other role I'd bring back would be the snake, Rattlesnake Lake, Jake.
That's bad.
Yeah, it's all of them, by the way.
So anyway, we're just going to skip back a second. The highest rated ever Star Wars movie... Well, which one is it then?
Well,
Last Jedi,
hang on.
91.
Is there anything that beats
Rogue
94?
Rogue One, 83.
Is there anything that beats 94?
There's 100% for Star Wars Rebels TV show.
Yeah, but it's probably like one vote.
94.
Empire,
oh
94.
My, wow. You know what that means?
Empire's
that,
pretty good.
You know
though.
What that means? Apparently Star Wars Episode 5 and The Mandalorian are on the same level.
Nice.
Mandalorian has 100%. Oh, wait, no, it doesn't. I just got scammed.
Okay, so I'm reckoning The Umbrella Academy. We're going to check that out. Watch the first episode of Witcher.
The Windsor.
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 Ooh.
Windsor Resort.
Ooh, it's a dragon. Ooh. There's probably not even any dragons in The Witcher. I'm just confused with Game of Bones.
There is.
That was a different movie.
There is, but I forgot what its name is.
Anyway, you were going to have a buy and choose a movie, weren't you?
Yeah.
Because you can't think of a TV series.
Yeah.
So what movie?
What movie?
What movie are we watching? What first? Because it was a first in a series. What movie are we watching, which is first in a series? What are we going to watch?
Series? Does that say William?
Is this Halloween?
Oh, sorry, I can't read your cursive language.
Are you serious? Can you not read that?
I can read it. I know it says Halloween, look. But look, you can say that looks a bit like Hall of Losers. I didn't know you were writing your next Halloween destination.
Okay.
So what we're going to do for homework is we're going to watch The Witcher, Episode 1. Yeah. We're going to watch The Umbrella Academy, Episode 1. And you are going to have us watch a film, but the first film in a series. So what are we going to watch, Finn?
Halloween 2. Oh, no. Halloween 3.
Which one?
Halloween.
Let's watch Halloween.
2018.
No. No, let's not.
Another film by John Halloween. Carpenter.
Halloween 2009. Really
John Carpenter said Mr. Thing.
Because I got bamboozled, bedoozled, I watched Halloween 2018 first, so I know what's going to happen.
Well, Halloween came out in 1978, which was only 1 year after Star Wars.
Why don't we watch Star Wars instead then?
Because we all know what Star Wars is all about, isn't it?
I haven't seen
it. What's Star Wars about?
Well, it's like a war... In the stars. So Halloween then. We're going to watch Halloween 1.
Maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Starring Jamie Lee Curtis.
Does it?
Donald Pleasance.
I thought it starred William.
Tony Moran playing Michael Myers.
Damn.
Is apparently he's got issues or something.
Who, Michael?
He's got like daddy issues and mummy issues and family issues and knife issues and murder issues and tissue issues. Tony Moran. Or Michael Myers.
Wardrobe malfunction. What do you mean?
I'm just saying. So anyway, I must have seen Halloween. But I bet Halloween's one of them films that I've seen when I was about your age. Possibly younger.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s. When everything was made of marigolds. Before we had war and pestilence. We still had war in the 80s.
I don't like trying to get into clubs.
Which one?
Any club. Because I'd always ask, can I please join your club? And then they'll say, after I've given them my resume, they'll say, I'll also be like, oh, can I please join? And they'll go, oh, I've read, and urine. I'm like, urine. I don't want to be urine. They just, and then I run away. They're like, no, urine. And I was like, That's why I don't like joining clubs.
Wow. Next week on the episode of Finn, he talks about why he doesn't like to wash his face.
I've made my own club once.
You did make your own club?
Yeah. Someone asked to join, and I said, you're in. And then, do you want to tell you, right?
He said, oh, I thought it was urine.
No.
I'm not joining this club if there's no urine.
Then I woke up from my dream. Then I went to actually accept him into the club. But what I did was I weed on my hand, let it dry.
So you had like a salty shake?
No, and I walked
up. You had a bag of Smith's crisps.
I walked up and said, pie face. I yoghurted him round the face.
Yoghurt.
He was out cold. Or you could say he was out sold because he can't leave. He's now the maid of the club. His name's Bartholomew, and I feed him once a month.
Wow, he lives in the club cage.
Slice of toast every year.
Well, there we go. Fascinating insight into your life.
I give him beans and rice, but I eat the beans and the rice, and I give him the cutlery.
He just eats that. Yeah. Just sucks the knife.
Milk toast.
Brilliant. Milk toast? Is that like milk loaf?
I make a cereal.
Do you remember milk loaf?
No.
It's like round bread with ribs on it.
Yeah, I've seen some in the shop.
But it was round, but it had like ribs all the way down it.
Yeah,
not like real ribs, just like.
And then you'd slice it and then you'd eat it like a little brioche and like.
Mm. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I saw it in the shop and just imagined how I'd eat that.
You just stood there looking at the bread, imagining how I'd eat it.
I tried to take a bite out of it.
Groovy. So in 2019, what games have you been playing?
Ooh, that's a story.
Well, last time we did the talk of the Borderlands 3, which came and went with a bit of a fizzle. Because you were max level, best name for any character, and you weren't.
I was close.
You just didn't try hard enough.
I was close.
Max almost Neville. Did I just what?
Did you just?
Did I what?
My character is not called max level.
You said I was max level, and I said best character name ever.
As a matter of a fact, you have the wrong information, Buster. Your name is Charlie Spector, and you probably spend all weekend trying to grind out ghosts and pump in wins. But don't tell you what, you can't even afford a meal deal. You go, please, sir, can I have a meal deal? That's a sandwich and a drink. I want my crisps. No, you don't get your crisps because you turn up here with £4. Four. You need £3, okay? And I'm not going to accept any notes because we don't work like a free money shop, okay? This isn't the currency converter, okay? Put in your YouTube link, I'll check you out, and maybe we'll work it through. Get out of the
tussle. I can't even remember the question that started that.
I think I said how many lamps you own.
You should have just stopped it. Finn, you should have just stopped it. You can't afford a meal deal, because then that part
so
sounds like...
So, you've been playing Borderlands 3 then?
Oh yeah, my name's not Max Level.
What you been playing?
Max Level in Borderlands. My new character I just created. Are you okay?
Wait, are you okay?
Can we change the name to the Max Level Podcast?
I think it's probably done.
I was working at my job and they said, I'm sorry, they're going to have to sack you. But the owner had a lisp, so it sounded like you're going to have to fuck you. And I was scared. I ran out, right? Because it was in like a mall, so, you know, I was in one of them like shops. Ran out, Santa sitting there. And he asked me to sit on his lap. I volleyed him over the chair. Because they said they were going to sack me, looked in his sack, my boss in the bag. You would not believe. He looked at me and was like, I couldn't really hear what he was saying because it was really loud because everyone was shouting at Santa trying to fly off to space. He mouthed the words, "You are ruined, man. You just ruined my Santa opportunity." And I was like, how do I even read lips? I haven't even got eyes. And then the owner, the owner held his hands up and did like the okay symbol. My eyes materialized. They went, sand became an hourglass, just out of my sockets, appeared in his hand. He started doing a little twizzle thing you do with the marbles. Put them in his eye sockets. I'm now my boss. My name is Max Level. Nice to meet you.
Okay.
I don't know how you come up with these ideas.
Okay, let me tell you how I come up with these
no!
ideas. Ready? That's how I come up with these ideas. Passing gas on the cast. That should be our new name. I'll be passing
the gas cast.
I'll be on passing. You'll be on the gas. And Foss will be out of here.
Out of it. Anyway, what games have you been playing, Foss? I know what you've been playing.
What?
Death Stranding.
Yes.
How do you know?
Because I've seen the game. To me, it looks a little bit hard work. It looks a little bit like I'm just wandering around an open world with a bag on my back. I appreciate it must have massive gameplay, but...
I did that once.
Oh, no.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, you wandered around with a bag on your back?
Yeah.
Where were you?
Around the block. With a bag. In the bag.
You were in the bag?
No. Here's me talking about what I just did, and you're like, all I said was I was walking around the block with a bag, and you're like, you were in the bag. I was like, no, I'm not in the bag. I was holding the bag. I'll tell you what was in the bag. There was at least 4 cans of Heinz beans, and get this, a cooking stove. Wait, not just a regular cooking stove, a mini-sized portable camping stove. And do you want to tell you who else was there? Nicholas Green Outdoors YouTube channel. And he said, "Hi guys, I've got 70 subscribers." I was like, "You filming in my bag? That's not cool. That's my private bag." And he said,
"He's cooking beans on your private cooker."
No, he wasn't using my cooker. If he used my cooker, I'd have thrown the bag away. Right? You know those bags that get left on the road? It's sad, like the trash that gets left on the road, right? They're called like Bly Tippers or something. He was gonna become one of those. But instead of, it was going to be like a, it was April Fool's, so it was like a role reversal. I was going to leave him on the side of the road. I was going to become the fly tipper, right? But because it was April Fool's, I could have went under a different name. So I called myself the guy tipper, and I tipped him because he was a guy. Because I just finished my shift on McDonald's RS. And he said, "Oh, thanks, I've finally got enough money to relocate my pad." And when he left house to go new house, he picked up all my beans and half a cooker. And I was like, what am I meant to do with half a cooker? And he was like, get wrecked. And he took the half with the gas. And he started roasting up marshmallows, but he didn't use the flame.
Wait, where did he put the marshmallows?
You don't want to know, but it involved gas and it didn't use a flame. No, legit, what he did was it did involve a flame. I'm just joking with you. He held his finger on the flames so much that he made a hole through his finger so he could keep it held down, right? And then, like, it was, his teeth were flint and steel. He just went, like, like a flame, and then he was like, it was actually viable, you know, threw at me. That's the day that I flied.
So then, Foss, Death Stranding.
Talk about a guy all the time, ends with, "That's how I met your mother."
What is going on?
That's how I met Nicholas
Green.
That's
how I got a big salami. Anyway, so you're going to fill us all in on Death Stranding?
Yes.
Because to me, it definitely just looks like a man wandering around with a rucksack on his back.
He is.
I have a story about a rucksack. It was another
time. Save it for later.
Later?
After the podcast.
I spun around on a chair once, almost cut my hand open. I did cut my hand open.
Oh, mega yikes.
Was that the story?
Battle scars. Ha. Sorry, I was just talking about my flex. Though if no one's going to talk, I may as well go into another story.
So anyway, Foss.
Yes.
Death Stranding.
Yes.
Game of the year for you?
That's hard to say.
Have you completed it?
Yes.
And what's good about it? Should I play it?
Yes, you should play it.
What's good about it?
What's good about it? The story.
Yeah.
The gameplay for maybe the first 40 hours.
And it's a long time.
Not long enough.
So this has got Mr. Del Toro in it, yes?
Yes.
Is he in the game?
Yes.
Did he write the game?
Yes.
So he wrote the story?
He wrote the story with Hideo Kojima, the creator of Metal Gear Solid.
I understand. Metal Gear Solid was a game when I was young. Well, not... late teens, I suppose, when like Metal Gear Solid came out. Wasn't really for me, to be honest. Too much sneaking about not much reward.
I want to play the original. I want to play the original and see what it's like. Not the original, like the arcade 2D game. Like the actually 3D one.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think you're saying the storyline is almost out better than the gameplay?
Yes.
Well, they just need to make a movie then, don't they?
Yes. I'm saying a lot of yes this time.
Jeez, all I'm hearing from you is,
Well, you can't really say, like, you know, you can't, like, if someone asks you a yes or no question.
Yes.
You can answer in yes.
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 Too many yes-mans on this podcast. I'm going to be the no-man from now on.
Yes.
You're no-man?
Yeah.
No Man's Sky.
No, not Norman. Max level.
What have you been playing anyway?
It's the No Man Guy.
What have I been playing?
Yeah, Fossey's been on the old...
I could tell you a story about what
I've been playing. The old Death Stranding. What have you been on? I'll
tell you a mad story about what I've been playing.
Just tell me what game you've been playing.
It involves me, Rome, and Portugal.
Ah. Would that be Connect 4?
No. It would be called a game begins with a C, ends with an evilization, and possibly a V or a 5, depending on if you're cool or stupid.
So then that would be Civilization 5.
No, it'd be max level. No, I'm kidding.
What's good about Civilization? Civilization, I'm assuming then game, same as all as Civilization, start off as Ugg Caveman. Oh.
Except,
and then
no.
Develop. To make things.
You're right. Except
all of that.
I've
invented weapons. I've invented metal. I've found ore. And I've made things. Built better houses. And then in the end, you're a rocket to the moon. Is that the game?
Rocket to the moon.
Rocket to the moon.
I sent a rocket somewhere.
Well, why is civilization number 85V so good then?
Because, okay. Okay, I'm pointing at the table now, viewers.
Ready? The listeners, not viewers.
All right, I watched the podcast.
You watched the podcast?
Yeah, watched the playback, but it's the best part of the video. I'm like, oh, it's like watching snail races. I put my pet snail Lenny on the screen. Okay, so this is the start-off place, right? Civilization, you start off your boy.
Yeah.
You can choose two ways to play. I'm choking right now. This is so exciting. There's two ways to play this game. One, you can just build one house, become the biggest house, and just be Corey in the house, and just... not going to say that.
What are you going to say?
I was going to say and splooge on everyone.
Wow. You're gonna just be the big man of the house splooging everywhere.
Sorry.
Okay.
See if that makes
be
sense.
Just extend
so
big,
there's the
big
one
master.
Way to do it is be the splooge master.
Or.
And what's the other way?
Build a bunch of cities everywhere.
Right.
So say this was how the world
is this
looked.
Cities? Is it like, is it the real world in Civ?
No.
Well, or is it like, you know, Farawayville and like up close Topia? Oh, or is it like real countries?
Real countries. I played as Rome, yeah.
Rome?
Yeah, I played as
Rome. Were you Roman all over the planet?
No. I actually wasn't. I stayed stationary until I invaded.
Invaded where?
Invaded Portugal.
What did Portugal ever do to you?
They publicly denounced me.
What?
What? I don't know why. I think I may have like stolen something.
Something Portuguese?
No, something of my own. I stole, like, one of my man's breads.
Right.
I was like, hey, mans, give me your breads. And he was like, nah, man, I'm reporting you. And I was like, to who? I'm the leader here. And he was like, I'm moving to Portugal. So then I saw my little character. He walked over to Portugal. And, yep. And they were like, oh, Mr. Portugal. And they were like, Leon. And they denounced me.
But they just said, you're not very good, Rome.
They said I can't be trusted, and I was like, why can't I be trusted? And they said, you stole bread. And I was like, I stole what? I stole who? I stole... beep. That's what happened to Portugal.
So, after they denounced you, and what happened to Portugal was... beep. What's that?
I captured all around their cities and left their main city so I could just start stealing their food. just to rub it in.
You took Portugal down one loaf at a time.
Yeah, every day in the game, I'd send one of the weakest units to just go and poke its tower so it could never fully recover from the incidents that happened that day.
Poking Portugal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Till that one time, I would have dropped a nuke, but because of the surrounding area had my boys in it and my breads, so I didn't do that because it would have irradiated. No one wants a mutated loaf that looks a bit like
it. You might get a bigger loaf. Radiation bread might be bigger.
Why would I risk the fact...
And it's ready toasted. Double win.
Probably have fingers. I wouldn't want a bread that looks like... I wouldn't want a bread that waves at me. It's too personal.
What are you on about? Waving bread. I love waving bread.
If a bread said hello and waved at me...
What about smiling baps?
No. If the bread waved at me, I would have given it back to Portugal. That's where I'm getting my bread from.
That's pretty good. So where are you in your sieve now then?
I'm the leader, to say, and not going to flex or brag, but I am.
Well, you're the leader of the free world.
It's not free anymore.
You're Donald Trump.
No, I'm not free. None of this is free.
But you're the leader.
The only thing that's free is my bread. No one else is getting free bread.
So you're Donald Trump.
I'm not the leader. That was a joke. I'm in allies with everyone. But if there was any naysayers, I could just quickly wipe them off the map and no one would...
So are you good or evil?
That depends on who you ask. Say you were to ask Portugal, for example, they'd probably say, he's a pretty nice guy.
Yeah.
Say you were to ask someone like Scotland, they'll say, he's a pretty nice guy. Say you were to ask someone like America, they'd say, he's a pretty nice guy. Say you were to ask my people in Rome, they would say, he's a pretty nice guy. Everyone loves me in this game.
Oh, dear.
Because I
scared. Amazing. Well, I've been playing.
Have you? Civilization?
No.
Oh.
I've been trying to play.
Civilization.
At the moment. Red Dead Redemption.
How are you
But there's a large problem with Red Dead Redemption.
You can't aim?
It's broken.
Why is it broken?
That's the problem. Because they've introduced the Moonshiners comes in first. It's all right at first. It's sort of going along. And then all of a sudden now they've introduced the Christmas update with...
What's that?
That's my nose.
And now they've introduced the Christmas update with the snow and the baubles and the Christmas trees. And it's all gone wrong. I've got black screens everywhere. I've got things disappearing. I've got money disappearing. And it's all gone wrong. And I go to Forrest for a bit of sympathy. Do you know what he says to me? Don't play it. That's what he says. That was his answer to it. Don't play it.
It works for me.
You were playing it?
Yeah.
On PC?
Yeah.
Without auto-aim?
Yeah.
Big problem.
Yeah, it is a big problem.
It is a big problem.
The new meme. Big problem.
Big problem. Can we invent a meme, please?
Legit, right?
Let's invent the first meme of 2020.
Okay, we can do that in a second. But I'm just telling another civilization story. Oh, it's going to be really fast, really quick fire question. It'll probably be like 10 words, right?
Go.
So my allies, this was before I was huge. My allies were about to fight Portugal. They said, please help me in the war because you're a growing army. And I said, big problem.
That was 15 words at least.
At least, I'd say it's at most 20. Wait, no, I didn't mean to say 20. I meant to say 1.
So what, big problem? So what's the picture for big problem meme then?
There's no spaces in that word.
What's the bit? What, we're going to do big problem meme. What's the picture?
You. It should be the problem. The picture should be the face that you make when you go...
I know what it should be. It should be a lamp.
And it just says big problem.
Yeah.
But it can't just be a normal lamp. We'll have to put some sort of colour over the lamp.
No, we'd the Uggo.
Oh, what about a lamp?
Wait,
where there's no bulb in it, and we just say big problem.
What about a chair? The problem, the big problem chair.
No, what? There's already a chair meme. Yes, I don't understand. It's just a picture of a bloody chair.
Yes,
you made it.
Yes,
you made chair meme.
That picture I sent
you. Oh my god!
That picture I sent you.
Man,
I made that.
Totally fished me in with the chair meme.
Did you actually think
how stupid memes are?
There you go.
And then Fossey said, "There's even a meme called chair." At which point, and 10 minutes later, I had a picture of a red chair. And he goes, yeah, it's a meme. And I'm grumbling around the house. Blah, 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 blah. And now you're telling me you made up chair.
I made that meme. It's not bloody popular. Hell. I haven't published it anywhere. But I made it.
That's the Uggo face. It's my favourite text face to make. You should name the episode that. If you're feeling frisky and risky, you may add a nose.
Oops. I'm not feeling frisky or risky.
I did the wrong mouth, so it kind of looks like he's got a scar on his bottom lip.
What are you looking forward to in 2020 then, Mr. Finn?
That big top hat. Oh, sorry.
What are you looking forward to in 2020 then, Mr. Foss? What new games are coming out?
Cyberpunk 2077. It's going to be so good.
When's that coming out?
April 20th.
Sweet. Have we got extra like gameplay and stuff these days, or is it just the normal?
Nah, they're keeping
it trailers.
They're keeping it very on lock. They've released about 2 4
I just don't
trailers.
Know if it's not going to be a bit. It sort of has that. Is it, what was it? Watch Dogs.
Yes.
It's got that sort of look to it, and that like was one of them games where there was just, I don't know. I think I like the open world stuff where it's a lot more simple. Whereas Watch Dogs seemed to be like there was a lot to do. If you know what I mean, there was a lot going on. A lot of all this.
The Watch Dogs trailer was
copy
way better
this
than
and
the game.
Scan this and do this to do that.
Did you see the downgrade really in graphics?
In which?
In Watch Dogs trailer to Watch Dogs like trailer gameplay to regular gameplay.
Well they do that though, don't they? Yeah. Do you know what I don't like as well is we get these adverts on the TV and they're like, you play this game, and it's like, play this, and then it goes, not actual gameplay. What's the point in that?
Play this and your wife will be waking.
It's true, they're like,
play
some like really cool, amazing cartoon stylized graphics, then they're like, not actual gameplay. Get the game and it's just bloody Pac-Man. Blip, 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 blip. Rubbish.
Play this game and you have all singles in your area.
Excuse me. What we'll do is we're just going to filter out all the laughter and then we'll get what that actually was. So we'll try again. What was that?
I once went on the...
Play this game, man.
Play this game. Hot singles will be in your area.
I once went
play
on the internet.
Play this game and what?
Hot singles will be in your area.
I once went on
Swipe
the
right.
internet, right?
You once went on the internet. Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. An advert appeared and it said, hot singles from Kiribati are in your area. And I was like, where is that?
And just literally, that's between the kitchen.
Searched it up.
And Fossey's bedroom.
There's hot singles.
Yeah.
Dad, I have
bad
news for
you. They're all hanging around
there.
You
might be single.
Yeah. I am hot because I'm near the kitchen.
Yeah, but it says singles.
Yeah, what are you saying?
My fingers don't count.
I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't get young person's humour.
You're the one who drove that off the rails. What I meant to say was, did you know where that location actually is?
What location?
Search it up on Google Maps.
What location?
Skidabat Ashunya.
Where is that?
It's like Skidabat. I was like,
where is that?
Where is that? How do I even type that? I shouted it really loud. That's probably what you heard.
What, in Google Play?
No, in Google Translate.
Google Translate,
put it down, it said Scunthorpe, and I was like, nah, Luke Spittle trying to get a dig at my trim.
But no, there's a lot of cool things coming out in 2019 game-wise.
What's coming out? Cyberpunk?
Cyberpunk.
I'm going to have a look at movies and games for 2020.
Let's have a look.
Oh, there's a new Predator game coming out.
It doesn't look that good.
It looks great.
Doesn't look
that I will
good.
Kill you.
Doesn't look that good.
Which Wait, Predator? Like which normal Predator? Like
yeah, like
around.
Invisible in the
like
trees.
That.
Wait, are you talking about the VR Predator or the regular Predator?
The regular Predator.
Oh, that game looks good.
Like the new one that's kind of like Dead by Daylight, but with a Predator.
That looks what? Good. There's a VR game of Predator that's coming out and that looks really
Oh,
good.
I haven't seen that.
2020 games coming out.
Oh,
the most anticipated games.
Let's see.
The Last of Us Part 2.
Yes. Never played the first one.
Cyberpunk.
Yes.
2077. Final Fantasy 7.
Eh.
Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild 2.
Is that announced for next year?
Exactly.
That's what it's saying. Anticipated games 2020.
Oh, 20.
Doom Eternal from Bethesda.
That's interesting.
Halo Infinite.
Yeah, that's all right.
Half-Life.
That's interesting.
Metroid Prime.
Never played the originals.
Never heard of it. Ghost of Tsushima.
That looks all right.
That looks good.
Yeah, what's it about?
It's about the Ghost of Tsushima.
Brilliant.
You're a ninja called the
and
Ghost.
A Diablo game. Never played any of them.
Overwatch 2. Wow. Useless.
Overwatch 2 makes no sense.
Well, why didn't they just update number one?
Exactly.
They do.
Well, what about movies for 2020?
I don't actually
Any
know.
Amazing films coming out?
I think there was, but I can't remember the name of it.
Well, I'm going to name them out and you're going to go, yes!
Or no!
You never know. 2020 movies.
Okay.
Read them out and we'll get...
Wonder Woman.
Wow, you dropped your phone, you were so excited.
I've seen the trailer.
Ghostbusters Afterlife. Now let's have a conversation about that one. It's like children, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Children finding... The Ghostbuster stuff years afterwards, I assume. I've seen the old Ecto-1 all dusty and nasty in a barn, and then it's all kicking off again.
One of the kids is a grandchild of one of the original Ghostbusters in the story.
Which one?
I don't know. Most likely Egon.
think it might be.
Because he was like the sciencey one. What I will say, for anybody that's listening, whatever, the 2016 one, the all-girl cast, icky film, don't watch, 0 out of 10. It's a different storyline.
For which one?
For the 2016 one, with the all-girl cast.
Yeah, wasn't the all-girl cast one just a complete remake of the first one?
I don't know.
It was like a straight story pickup.
No, but that's in a different universe in the story.
Sweet.
Because, and this next one, Ghostbusters Afterlife, that is the next one after number two, story-wise.
Sweet. Well, we'll check it when it comes out anyway. I'm not quite sure when it's released, but we'll go with that. We've got No Time to Die.
Oh, the new James Bond one.
The new James Bond, and the last one for...
Daniel Craig.
What's he called?
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
Last movie, but to be honest, I'm not really a massive James Bond fan anyway. Guy Ritchie's got a new film coming out.
Oh, yeah.
The Gentleman.
That looks good.
It does look good, actually. The trailers are giving it off. It's very much like the other ones. It looks like a bit of a Brit comedy, fast-paced, wisecracking sort of style movie. Hopefully not too long to wait for that one. I think it's an early release, so...
Do you ever get up
in Sonic the Hedgehog.
Mega
2020. Yikes. They've already remade it and it's not even been released yet.
Here's what I'll say. They've ruined that meme. That
I'm not being funny. It looked bloody awful in the first
one.
It looks alright though now.
Now it doesn't look too bad. But
they've ruined it. Man, they shouldn't have remade it. They should have kept the first remade version.
Do you reckon that they will actually release the first version as well at some point?
They should.
Probably.
Director's cut.
You and Instagram said.
Yep.
The company that was actually responsible for fixing Sonic.
Yeah,
to make him look better for him actually shut down last week.
What?
Nice, good job, guys.
So they started up and shut down.
No, no,
they have finished the film.
They obviously been, probably in editing.
Surely the best bit about that's going to be Jim Carrey's Doctor.
Oh
Robot
yeah, no, definitely
the crazy dude that he's going to be playing.
Is it just me who, when I wake up, I stretch my eyes?
What about Bad Boys for Life?
Bad Boys
starring
for Life.
Will Smith.
Man, does he need any more money to be making another Bad Boys movie?
I don't know.
Do you know what I've never seen?
What?
Bad Boys.
Yeah, same.
Never seen it. Bill and Ted's Face the Music.
Oh, is that what they call it?
So a remake of Bill and Ted.
No.
So Keanu Reeves.
It's not a remake.
Well, it's not. It's a part two, isn't it? It's a part three, actually.
It's a
Bill and Ted's
sequel.
Excellent Adventure, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, and now Bill and Ted Face the Music.
And they actually brought back the originals as well.
And they're Alex Winter, and... Keanu Reeves. So that's going to be cool. I believe it's something to do with, like their kids in trouble sort of style movie. So that's going to be cool.
The Conjuring.
Oh my God, A Conjuring 3.
Yes.
I've always
disliked.
There is A Conjuring 3 next
year. Disliked The Conjuring.
Wait, why don't you like Conjuring?
Because it was garbage, let's be honest.
No, it wasn't.
How dare you, sir?
It was a really horror film.
Well, it was really, wasn't it?
No.
Well, it was better than Insidious.
Did we watch the right film?
Conjuring, I've never liked any of them, really. I don't really like them.
You watched the first one.
Didn't you?
And you fell asleep halfway through it.
You fell
asleep.
That's
what I noticed about it. So
Insidious is good, but more for the scares and the story. Although, the main old female ghost contact woman, she's good.
Yeah.
I like her in the films.
Well, I've just noticed another film which might appeal to you, Mr. Finn. Might appeal to you. It's a film called Scoob.
I've seen the trailer for that. It looks really good.
Scooby and the gang face their most challenging mystery ever. Come on, Scoob!
If they have the real life actors, it would have been better, but I'm just saying.
Do you know what's sad?
Wow. A plot to unleash a ghost dog Cerberus upon the world as they race to stop this dog-pocalypse. The gang discovers that Scooby has an epic destiny greater than anyone.
Do you want to know something sad?
Yeah.
Kid Shaggy.
What?
Kid Shaggy. Yeah, it starts with all of them as kids.
Has Kid Shaggy.
What? That sounds so wrong.
I know.
Right?
A younger version of Shaggy when he was a child.
Yeah. That sounds better. Not Kid Shaggy.
That's a.
No, that's two.
That sounds like a rap name.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Venom 2 comes out 2020.
Shaggy.
Venom 1 was alright. It's good and good. Well, all I know from that is there is a heck of a lot of good movies to be watching in 2020, and we'll have plenty of homework to do. We'll have plenty of trips to the cinema. Plenty of Tango Bursts, £1 million, and expensive popcorn.
Yes.
But it's research, so we got to do it.
I
just to recap,
the, rest of them.
The movie, the homework this time, TV episode, The Witcher, number one. TV episode, The Umbrella Academy, number one. Halloween, original film, 1978.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back early 2020 and review it all.
Yeah.
Do you reckon? Where Shaggy are you going?
I'm dropping the mic.
What?
Should we do a sound test? Okay. Everyone be quiet while I go and shout from the kitchen.
Well, I was just going to wrap up, to be honest.
Wrap up warm.
I may have sprung a leak.
Excellent. Well, I reckon that's just about it for the Weekly Waffle for 2019. What, you got any plans for Christmas, guys? What are we going to be doing?
Cleaning up that leak.
Apart from cleaning up your leak. What do you reckon then? What, Christmas at home this year? Not going away?
Yes.
We're just going to be at home, drink food, eat wine and be merry?
Eat wine and drink food?
Yeah, that's what I said.
So it works.
I'll be eating these nuts.
Who?
To Christmas nuts.
Oh, yeah.
But we've had a fine year. 2019 also was the year we started the Weekly Waffle.
Was it really?
Yes, man.
I don't believe that.
A few episodes, you know.
It was.
Bit of a break, back at it.
See, is the episodes better now that I'm here?
No. Oh. Yes.
Well, are they yes or no?
I don't know. I'll just edit it to what I'm feeling.
Well,
I mean, yes.
I guarantee you by a million you're laughing more that I'm here.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
Foss. I bet I could count the amount of jokes you made in the first season on one hand.
Yeah, you probably could.
Five. Foss would fall over.
So this has been the Weekly Waffle. Thank you very much for listening in. If you've got any questions, any suggestions, we can be reached at theweeklywafflepodcast@gmail.com. I've been me. These have been them.
Yeah.
Have a good end of 2019. And we'll see you all in 2020. Goodbye from the Weekly Waffle.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Ooh, I just realised cleaning a leaf is easy if you don't take a sponge.